This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When you get into your car or you get on a plane, you count on a whole lot of things going right, including that the companies that make the basic materials for whatever conveyance it is that you are in did their jobs. That's why it was troubling to learn today that Japan's Kobe Steel admitted falsifying strength data for some of its rolled aluminum, aluminum that, of course, goes into those cars and planes. Marketplace's Jed Kim has today's supply chain story.
A lot of big-name companies get at least some of their metals from Kobe Steel. Toyota, Honda, Mitsubishi, Boeing. Investigations are being done to see just how the potentially subpar aluminum was used. The good news is it should become clear if your car has this suspect material. Sam Abul-Samad is a senior analyst with Navigant Research.
The manufacturers would know exactly which vehicles each roll of aluminum or other metal went into, so it can be traced down to individual vehicles.
If it's in a car's hood or door, that can be replaced relatively inexpensively. But if it's found to be welded into the frame, well,
we're talking potentially tens of thousands of dollars if you have to scrap an entire vehicle.
As for planes, Boeing wouldn't give an interview, but a spokesman said it's continuing an investigation of its entire supply chain. And, quote, nothing in our review to date leads us to conclude that this issue presents a safety concern. It's not yet clear who'd be on the hook for any repairs or recalls that may have to be done, but there could be a wider economic impact. Martin Dresner teaches logistics and supply chain management at University of Maryland's School of Business.
The whole Japanese manufacturing industry could take a hit, that perhaps products that are made there are not quite as reliable as we had thought.
He says Japanese manufacturing had worked hard in recent decades to get equated with quality. This incident, on the heels of the Takata airbag scandal, also questionable quality controls at Nissan, could cause some to rethink that. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.